Thanks for calling customer support. This is Andrea. How may I help you?
Yes, I received something. There was something online that I approved for purchase, which
may
was,
I have your zip code? Let's see here. May I have your zip code? Let's see if we have an account here. This is a call center where we do take calls about customers and their products that you've ordered. But if I have an account, I can advise you from here. Your zip code, please.
60070.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Patricia Courtois. It's spelled C-O-U-R-T-O-I-S.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I do see that name, but would you verify the mailing address to make sure I have the right account?
201 Ferndale Court, Prospect Heights, Illinois.
Okay. I do see the account here where you have our wireless mini pods. These are superior quality AirPods that I see that you ordered on January 22nd.
Okay, so I ordered that, but I did not order whatever it was that was $29.95.
Okay,
I did not order that.
Well, it was on your order. I pulled up the order form and everything that you placed the order on the 22nd. On that particular day, you did order the mini pods and that smart health watch that is a fitness tracker.
Okay, that I did not order that. I know it looks on your order like I did, but I did not.
So did you receive it on the 29th along with the earpods? Because I see that it was delivered to the address. Yes, ma'am.
They were together. But I do not want, I did not order. I had no intention of ordering the watch, nor did I, would you like me to return it? What would you like me to do?
Well, actually, I wish you had called. I did not order it. Well, it's on the order form, and I'm sorry if it was a mistake, but I wish you had called when you received it to kind of let us know so that we could look at what kind of adjustments we could make. We are a call center. We're following the company's protocols that you ordered from, and let's see here what we can do for you. Of course, there's going to be, if you have to return anything, you'd have to pay for the return and track the product for us to make sure they're returned properly.
Okay, so I'd have to pay for that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That really upsets me because I don't know how it happened. You know, I clicked the yes for the $6.95 item, but I did not order I had no intention of ordering the other one.
I see. So at this point, if you would keep the products, I can reduce the price down 35% on that, the price of the mini pod.
The mini pods that's what was $6.95.
Well, that was for the shipping and handling. The full price of the mini pods is $59.95.
What?
Yes, ma'am. That's in the terms and conditions. On the order form, you were just paying the shipping and handling, and those mini pods. You know, those mini pods are like AirPods, and they're like valued at almost $200, but you're getting them for $59.95.
$59.95. I show it. Okay.
Do you see that? On something, I'm not sure what you're looking at, but
yeah, I mean, I have no intention. I'd be happy to send it all back.
What if I can offer you 50% off? You can get those.
50% off.
There will be $29.98 for the mini pods instead of $59.95.
You know what?
Yes.
The Sharp Lifestyle, what is that?
That is the
Lifestyle Goods.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, that's for the smart watch. The product is a smart health watch, and of course, is a fitness tracker, a health tracker, but the company manufacturer is the Sharp Lifestyle. That's probably what you see on your credit card statement.
That's for $29.95.
Yes, ma'am. So you have the mini pods, of course, and the smartwatch. And then the company is charging you $59.95, the full price of for the mini pods, because you want a 14-day trial. But I can go ahead
what?
And yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and
when would that bill come?
It's already charged to your account on February 10th.
Oh, come on. See, I haven't even seen that. No, you know
but
what?
Today
I don't
want
any of this. I could send everything back. This is crazy.
Okay. Well, that is an option. Of course, I didn't want you to have to incur the cost of returning and everything. We're trying to get you some type of options so you wouldn't have to deal with returning the products.
I have no need for any of this, and I'd be happy to return it all. Because to me, it's like a scam. I thought I was paying. I think it was $6.95 for the ear pods. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's what it was. So the fact that now I'm being charged a $59.95, that's crazy. And I'd be happy to take it up with the Better Business Bureau, but this is a scam.
Well, I'm not sure what you saw.
I can send everything back. I want nothing to do with this.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Let me take a look. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, they're both on the same order, and I just don't want any of this.
Okay, so of course there is going to be a $9.95 restock fee that's going to be subtracted. So that's why I was trying to
for
give you
what?
Some options for returning the items.
You know what? That is not right because I never wanted these in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So like I said, I could offer you, like I said, up to 50% off. A refund, 50% refund. You will be getting the earbuds for $29.98 instead of the $59.95.
No, I don't want anything. I don't want any of it.
Yes, ma'am. So you rather work on instead of I could send you out a free pair of earbuds.
That's what I thought I was getting, and paying the $6.95 for the shipping. Or $5.95, whatever it was.
Right. No, the company was offering you just shipping and handling for 14-day trial for those wireless earbuds.
That was not explained properly.
Mm-hmm. But I can go ahead and process everything and give you the information as far as the return. Do you still have the packaging?
I sure do.
Okay.
It's not even out of its case.
I see. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and make the notations on the account. Let me go ahead and do that for you. And go ahead and get a pad and a pen so I can give you the return modification number. And
okay.
We can verify the address and everything that you need to return it to.
Okay. Return
one
modification number?
Well, hold on 1 second. Let me make my little notes on the account first. I'll be right back with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ms. Patricia, let's see here. I am going to give you the return, the RMA, just go ahead and say RMA number. This number needs to be on the outside of the package, and I would just suggest you put it on the inside as well.
RMA number?
Yes.
Okay, and what does that stand for? Oh, return modification number, okay?
Yes, and it's 568, A as in apple, 40, F as in Frank, 44, E as in Edward, 0, and B as in boy.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 568, A as in apple, 40, F as in Frank, 44, E as in Edward, O, B.
Yes, ma'am, it's a 0.
0B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
okay.
It has to be on the outside of the packaging as well as the inside.
Well, they just tell
right?
us to tell you to put it on the outside, but the way the mail is delivered sometimes, I'd hate for the number to be damaged and not readable. So I would suggest you
okay.
put it on the inside as well, just as a backup safety precaution.
Okay.
So
okay.
I have that issued for you. That's on the account. And, of course, we need you to return it and have it, of course, tracked so that you will make sure it's returned.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And so,
so
since you have the original packaging.
I do have the original packaging.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you have the return address.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Is it the fulfillment warehouse shipping? 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado.
Yes, ma'am.
80239.
That's it.
Okay. That's where I'm returning it to?
Yes.
Okay. I will put it in the mail, and then I would like everything refunded.
Yes, ma'am. The fulfillment center, once they receive everything, they will take care of the refund. Once it's
okay,
received.
A full refund. A full refund.
Yes, ma'am. They would have to check the items and determine that, and of course.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds
but
good.
I'm notating the account, yes, ma'am, that you're going to return the items, and you have that RMA number as reference.
Okay. And now I have the original packaging. Should I include that as well in the envelope?
Yes, include the original packaging. So, of course, it will,
okay.
the hope the products will still remain intact because they need to be close to new as possible.
Close to what?
New and unworn and unused.
Okay. 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 Nothing's been opened.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So I will return it like that. Okay. And what
okay.
is your name?
Zandra.
Zandra.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Just
30.
Like Sandra, but with a Z.
Okay.
Okay.
30.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Patricia, thank you so much for calling customer support. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.